有一本书叫做《正义》。
There's a book by the name of Justice.
一场思辨之旅。
And it's what the right thing to do. What's the right thing to do?
它是由哈佛大学的教授所撰写的一本书。
And it's a book written by a college professor.
他将我们社会上所出现的一些现象把它汇整。
And he compiled all the social phenomena in the society.
每一件的现象都值得我们去思考。
Every social phenomenon is worthy of our thinking.
就是站在正义这个立场思想思考每一个社会现象。
And that is to stand in the perspective of justice and to look at every phenomenon in the society.
所以它里面是没有答案的。
So within the book, there is no answer.
整本书都是思考问题。
The entire book is filled with questions for us to reflect upon.
都是社会现象。
It is filled with different social phenomena.
包括政府的法案。
Including laws and regulations of the governments.
那我也从这本书提出它里面写的两个现象。
I'd like to share with everyone two of the phenomena mentioned in this book.
讲两个现象之前，先讲一个假设性的问题。
And before I share the phenomena, I would like to share two hypothetical questions.
也是这本书里面提到的一个假设性问题。
And this question, hypothetical question, is also mentioned in this book.
他说，如果你是电车的驾驶员。
And today it says, today if you are a driver of a train.
行进间当中，你发现刹车系统坏掉，就是没有办法刹车。
And while you're driving, you realize that the brake is broken, you can't stop.
所以你只能往前行。
And so you can only speed forward.
因为它是停不下来的。
Because it can't stop anymore.
往前行的时候，你发现前面是分叉路。
So while you're heading forward, you realize the front is split into two paths.
那右边，你的右边有五个施工的工人。
And to your right-hand side, there are five construction workers.
左边有一个施工的工人。
And the left-hand side, there's only one construction worker.
你是驾驶员，你要选择右边还是左边
？So if you're the driver, will you choose the right side or the left side?
因为它是假设性的。
And because these are only hypothesis, hypothetical.
所以他就讲了很多的现象。
So he mentioned many different phenomena.
但是一般驾驶员会开往左边，同样要撞死五个人，不如撞死一个人就好了。
And usually the driver would choose to go to the right side. If you are to kill someone, it is better to kill one than five.
那个就是叫我们去思想。
So this question lets us reflect and think.
因为在那个当下瞬间你要做判定。
Because in that very crucial moment, you need to make a decision.
你要做抉择。
You need to make a judgment.
但是我们一般会选择撞死一个就好了。
And normally, we would choose to just kill one person.
问题，这个被撞死的家人，他会怎么想？
But the problem is, what would the family of this one person think?
我们家里的人的命，生命就不值钱吗？
And does the life of my family member worth nothing?
驾驶员当然会说，因为右边有五个人。
Of course, the driver would say there are five people on the right-hand side.
那这就里面就有很多的讨论空间。
And but that would leave many room to discuss.
那整本书就是这种情形。
So we can see all different sorts of cases in this book.
首先他提一个2004年的时候。
And first of all, it mentions in 2004, year 2004.
我们美国南部的佛罗里达州遇到飓风。
And so in Florida, the state of Florida encountered a great storm.
应该是暑假期间。
It was during the winter time.
那一次的飓风死了22个人。
So within that great storm, 22 people died.
整个全州损失了$110 million。
And so within the entire state, they lost over $11 billion.
那是 飓风扫过之后损失的结果。
So that was the result of the tornado sweeping through the state.
飓风之后大家要重建家园。
After the tornado, they needed to rebuild their homes.
所以所有的生意人就哄抬物价。
So all the business people,
那因为这个州它有一个法律，就是反哄抬法，不能随便涨价。
It is because they cannot raise the prices of the foods too easily.
但是生意人他不管那么多。
But the business people they didn't care they raised the prices.
所以比如说本来在卖冰块的人，他一袋是$2。
And for example, people selling ice, a pack of ice is $2.
但是在这个时刻，他卖$10。
But after the hurricane, they are selling a pack of ice for $10.
涨价五倍。
And so they raise the prices at least 5 times.
其他的商店卖其他的东西，通通一样，通通涨价。
And likewise, all the stores selling the foods and materials have raised the prices at least 5 times.
对百姓来讲，他说我家已经毁了，然后物价又涨价。
And to the people, they have already lost their homes and now they can't afford these foods.
那不是更苦吗？
And isn't it making their life even worse?
生意人怎么可以在这个时候发灾难财呢？
So how can these business people take advantage of the situation to make themselves wealthy?
重建之后，这些百姓就向政府告这些商店。
After they rebuilt their cities, the people sued against these store owners.
结果胜诉。
And the people won.
所以商店要被政府罚钱。
So these stores are being penalized by the government.
$70,000.
And so 70,000.
所以生意人当然有话要讲。
So now the business people have something to say.
他说我是做生意。
And they say I am in business.
将本求利。
And so I only think of profits.
我不是慈善机构。
I'm not a philanthropist.
我不必在这个时候有什么样的同情心。
And at this kind of time, I don't have to have a heart of pity.
飓风扫过，你们的家毁了，我们的家也毁了。
And with the sweeping of the tornado, your house was destroyed. My house was also destroyed.
你要重建家园，我也要重建家园。
You need to rebuild your house, and I also need to rebuild my house.
为了服务大家，所以我重建家园的工作暂停，来制作冰块。
But in order to service everyone, I needed to stop the rebuilding of my own home and to create ice for everyone.
然后跟你们多收一点点的钱，这样有错吗？
So is it wrong that I collect a little bit more money from all of you?
这件事情就是这样描述。
And so this is how they describe the scenario.
因为三者之间都是被骂。
And because all of the three parties were being scolded at.
生意人说他发灾难财。
The business people were blamed for making money out of the situation.
百姓说我已经很苦了，还涨价。
And the people cried that they were already in a bitter situation and the prices even increased.
公权力说我是依法办事，有错吗？
And the government say they're only doing things by the law. Is it wrong for them to do that?
一件事情引发三面的讨论。
So one single event has stirred up discussion, debates in three different parties.
答案是什么？
So what is the answer?
大家只有围绕在公平正义上面。
And so people surrounded their discussions around justice.
谁做的比较公平正义呢？
And justice and equality, who had more justice and equality?
你说呢？
And what do you say?
第二个例子。
A second case.
有一阵子美国要去抓塔利班的宾拉登。
And so a period of time US was after the Taliban leader bin Laden.
经过调查他是躲在阿富汗的一个地方。
So after investigation, he was hiding in a place in Afghanistan.
所以美军就派四个军人去暗中调查，然后必要的时候要把他打死。
And so the U.S. sent 4 soldiers to investigate secretly and as needed to bring him down.
所以这四个军人就潜入那个地方。
So the four soldiers, they went into the place.
也就是所有的人都不知道有四个美军的人在这里。
So nobody knew that four U.S. soldiers were at that place.
忽然有一天
Suddenly one day,
有两个牧羊人带了一个十四岁的男孩。
So two shepherds and they brought along a 14-year-old boy.
赶了一群大概一百多只的这个羊群。
And they were herding a flock of about 100 some sheep.
刚好跟他们四个军人碰上
and just so happened they bumped into these four soldiers
那一看就知道对方是美军
and once they looked they knew they were US soldiers
哇这四个军人就很紧张了
and so these four soldiers panicked
现在要怎么处理
so what should they do
要把这三个人打死吗
and should they kill these three shepherds
就是灭口
and so because they recognized them
不然就是先把他绑起来
or should they kidnap them for now
等到任务完成再把它松绑
and after their mission is accomplished they would let them go
但是也没有这些工具
but at that time they didn't have any tools with them
也没有做这种决定
and they didn't make that decision
四个军人自己讨论
so the four soldiers discussed amongst themselves
有人说把他们杀掉
some people suggested to kill them
有人说就放他们走
and some suggested to let them go
就是没有人说要把他绑起来
and no one said to kidnap them
因为他们说刚好没有绳子可以绑
and they didn't have any ropes with them to tie them up
所以最后他们四个人就自己投票
And so they voted amongst themselves.
那四个人当中有一人弃权。
And so amongst the four, one gave up his vote.
那就是三票。
So there are only three votes.
结果是二比一。
So it was two against one.
决定放他走。
So they decided to let him go.
那这四个人当中当然有一个是带领者。
And so out of the four, one was the leader.
那个带领者也投出释放他这三个牧羊人。
And so the leader also gave the vote to let him let them go free.
决定之后就放他们走了。
So after their decision was made, they let them go.
经过一个半小时。
After about 1.5 hours.
事情发生了。
And something happened.
他们四个军人发现旁边大概有100个人围住他们。
And so after then they realized they were suddenly surrounded by 100 some people.
而且带着武器。
And people with weapons.
就是马上要置他们于死地。
And they were there to put them to death.
他队长马上联络。
And so the leader called out
附近的美军。
And called out to U.S. soldiers nearby.
美军马上升起直升机，带着武器的直升机上来。
And so right away, the U.S. Army sent a helicopter.
一场战争就开始了。
And a war broke out.
噼里啪啦之后。
And after some rounds were fired,
直升机被打下来,
the helicopter was shot down.
这四个军人三个死掉了,
out of the four soldiers, three died.
队长受重伤,
and leader was heavily wounded.
逃离现场,
and he fled the scene.
走了大概11公里,
so he walked about 11 kilometers.
后来躲在一个百姓的家里,
and later he hid in a civilian home.
最后脱困,
so in the end, he fled.
那一次打仗总共死掉19个人
So in that battle, a total of 19 people died
直升机那边的死掉16个人
So in the helicopter, 16 people died
他们四个人死了3个
Out of the four, 3 died
总共19个人死亡
So a total of 19 people died
这个队长后来回到美国
So leader later came back to the US
他受不了心灵的折磨
He couldn't handle the guilt in his heart
所以他后来又写了一本书
So he later wrote a book
他说当时他怎么做这么愚蠢的决定
So he shared about how foolish of a decision he made at that time
为什么没把他绑起来
And why did they not tie those three people up
或是为什么没有把他打死
Or why didn't they kill them
就因为没有打死他们三个自己死掉19个
It was because they didn't kill those three people that they ended up losing 19 of their own
那这一本书他就开始发挥他的想法
So he started to share his thoughts in his book
那剩下的就让读者去思想
So the rest of the book allowed the readers to think for themselves
请问怎么做才对
So what exactly should they have done is considered right
那这个就是我们每天在社会上所看到的一些事件的发生
So these are the cases and scenarios that we often see happening in our society
我们都很希望它出现的是公平正义
We all hope what happens is justice and equality
同一件事情
And same thing
不同的立场
and different standpoints.
有不同的想法跟做法。
So that also possess different thinkings and different doings.
所以同一件事情。
So one thing matter.
会让两方以上产生冲突。
Will cause two or more parties to create and have conflicts.
做与不做。
Whether you do it or not do it.
不同的立场，当然不同的考量。
Of course, with different standpoints, then you have different considerations.
所以社会现象永远没有办法看到公平正义。
So through social phenomena, you will never be able to see justice and equality.
怎么做才会有公平正义呢？
So what can you do to have justice and equality?
那我们也从圣经里面看两个实例。
So let us also look at two real examples from the Bible.
什么叫做正义？
What is justice?
就是圣经说的公义、公平。
And that is the righteousness mentioned in the Bible.
请看创世纪三十八章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 38.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
创世纪三十八章二十六节。
Genesis chapter 38, verse 26.26. So Judah acknowledged him and said, She has been more righteous than I because I did not give her to Shelah my son, and he never knew her again.
好，这个事迹我们都很清楚。
We are all familiar with this event.
不必多做解释。
I do not need to make further explanation.
我们一起来思考。
So let us think about this together.
他玛是没有错吗？
Was Tamar at no fault?
犹大，我们都知道他有错。
And we all know Judah was at fault.
其实看起来两个都有错。
It seems like both parties were at fault.
当然是犹大先错。
But of course, Judah was wrong first.
他凭什么没有将他的第三个儿子给他玛氏当丈夫？
So why is it that he did not give his third son to Tamar as a husband?
如果以路德记的年代来看这件事情
，If you look at this this case in the time frame of the book of Ruth,
他们应该有一个机制，有一个办法。
And they should have had this, this way.
犹大之所以不敢将他的第三个儿子让他玛氏当丈夫，是因为他害怕。
And so the reason why Judah did not dare to give his third son to be a husband to Tamar was because he was afraid.
因为自从他玛氏嫁给他的长子之后，他的长子就死掉了。
Ever since Tamar married his first son died.
后来第二个孩子娶他玛氏为妻，又死掉了。
And his second son married Tamar, and his second son also died.
但是犹大没有去讨论哈，或是去省察自己。
And Judah never talked about this or reflected or examined himself.
孩子的死亡跟媳妇有关系吗？
And what does the death of his sons has to do with his daughter-in-law?
三十八章第七节。
Chapter 38, verse 7.
好，还有三十八章的第十节。
And chapter 37, verse 10.
圣经有强调，他犹大两个孩子的死亡是因为神让他死亡的。
And the Bible mentions the death of his two sons was because God allowed them to die.
因为这两个孩子都是行神眼中看为恶的事。
Because both sons did what was displeasing in the eyes of God.
所以不是他玛氏的问题。
So it was not the problem of Tamar.
是你自己的孩子行得不好的问题。
It was the problem of your own child not doing well.
那孩子表现不好死掉了，为什么要怪罪给媳妇呢？
If your children died because of their wickedness, then why do you blame your daughter-in-law?
十一节说他犹大很害怕将他的孩子又娶他玛氏为妻。
So 11 says Judah was afraid to marry, to let Tamar marry his own son.
他想说是不是娶她之后又死掉了？
And lest they also his third son also died like his brothers.
就这个原因。
For this very reason.
所以告诉媳妇说，你先回娘家，等他等示拉长大再说。
So he told his daughter-in-law to go back to her home first until Shelah grows up.
其实犹大叫媳妇回娘家。是一个借口。
Judah told Tamar to go back home as an excuse.
就是不让他的老三娶他玛氏为妻。
And so that his third son would not marry Tamar as a wife.
这违背规定。
And this is against their tradition.
如果以 路德记的时代来说这件事情。
And speaking of the time frame, if this event happened during the time of Ruth,
当时波阿斯为什么说跟路德讲说你先等一下，我去处理一件事情。
So during that time, why did Boaz tell Ruth that to wait, while he deals with something first?
因为当时的规定就是，路德是寡妇，要嫁，要再嫁的话，要嫁给他至亲的人。
And the tradition at that time was, since Ruth, was a widow, if she wanted to remarry, she had to marry her closest relative first.
除非至亲的人放弃权利。
Unless the closest relative gives up that right.
才有其他人来跟路德结婚。
And then other relatives may come and marry Ruth.
那波阿斯很清楚。
Boaz knew this very well.
他是第二顺位。
He was second in position.
可以跟路德结婚的有第一顺位。
So there was still a closer relative that could marry Ruth.
所以他就是到我们所谓的法院去公证。
And so he went into the court during that time to testify.
圣经都会讲城门口。
And the Bible says the city gate.
那就是一个啊法院审判的地方。
So that's a place of judgment like the court today.
所以波阿斯说我去城门口来处理这件事情。
So Boaz told Ruth that I will go to the gate, the city gate, to deal with this.
请第一顺位的人出庭。
To allow the first relative to come forth.
当场说明。
And to make this clear.
当场决定。
To make the decision right then.
你要不要娶路德为妻？
Whether or not you want to marry Ruth as your wife.
如果不要。
If not.
脱鞋。
Then take off your shoes.
你鞋子要脱下来。
You need to take your shoes off.
所以才我叫做脱鞋之家。
And so this means the household of removing your shoes.
结果对方脱鞋了。
So the other party removed his shoes.
就是摆明我放弃权利。
So he made it clear that he gave up his right.
所以波阿斯才有资格娶路德为妻。
And this is why Boaz had the right to marry Ruth.
那一样啊。
So in the same way,
你犹大不让他，那你老三娶他玛斯为妻。
And Judah did not allow his third son to marry Tamar as his wife.
你要循正规的管道，正常的办法来处理啊。
And you needed to deal with this in the right way, in the right form of method.
你不能把这件事情直接放着不管。
You cannot just put this aside and not take care of it.
他玛斯后来就是发现这样。
And Tamar realized this later.
哎，怎么可以放着不管呢？
And how could he just not care about this anymore?
好，那我自己来处理就好了。
So she thought to take care of this herself.
所以才会用欺骗的手段，欺骗了犹大跟他生孩子。
So she used deceiving ways to have a child with Judah.
等到有人跟犹大讲说你媳妇怀孕了。
Until someone told Judah that your daughter-in-law is pregnant.
他马上下达命令。
And so he gave the immediate command.
判杀死刑，把他烧掉。
And that is to put her to death and burn her right away. Because she has committed adultery.
塔玛斯说等一下。
But Tamar said, wait a second.
既然我是怀孕，总是有个对象。
Since I'm pregnant, there is a father.
谁跟我行淫？
And who committed this crime with me?
我有证据。
I have a proof.
请我公公看一下。
So please allow my father-in-law to look over.
犹大一看，那这是我的。
And once Judah saw this, and he realized it was his.
所以26节，犹大承认说。
So in verse 26, Judah acknowledged.
这很重要哎。
It's very important.
哎，要公平正义。
To be just and equal.
要从自己思考。
We need to start with self-reflection.
不是检讨对方。
We don't reflect and judge others.
今天犹大如果继续检讨他玛斯。
Today, if Judah continue to judge and examine Tamar.
就这件事情就没完没了了。
Then there will be no end to this matter.
好。他马斯也会说为什么你没有处理这件事情。
And Tamar would question him, why did you not take care of this?
犹大说你为什么要骗我。
And Judah would tell her, why did you lie to me?
公说公有理，婆说婆有理，哪一个说的对呢？
So they all say their own things on who is right.
所以总是要有人站出来说我错了。
So someone has to step out and admit their wrongs.
所以犹大站出来说我错了。
So Judah stood out and acknowledged his wrong.
他比我更有义。
For she has been more righteous than I.
她比我更有道理啊。
And she is more right than me.
因为我没有将孩子给她当丈夫。
Because I did not give her to Shelah, my son.
因为我没有处理好这件事情。
And because I did not handle this matter well.
演变这件事情走到这个地步。
So as a result, this matter resolved, turned out to be this way.
犹大说我错了。
Judah admitted his mistake.
所以因为回到公平正义。
Because he returned to justice and equality.
这一件事情就到此为止。
And this matter ended right here.
哦，该发生的都已经发生了。
Whatever should have happened, happened.
但是没有后面又发生什么事的，没有后遗症了。
But there's no, there's nothing else that followed.
所以圣经说，从此犹大不再跟他玛是同寝的。
Therefore, the Bible says Judah never knew Tamar again.
犹大很清楚。
Judah knew very well.
不可以这个样子。
He could not do this.
他承认错了。
And he admitted his mistake.
所以什么叫公平正义？
So what is equality and justice?
从自己做起。
And that is to start from ourselves.
不要要求对方。
And don't request others.
因为你会失望。
Because you will only be disappointed.
而且没有解决问题。
And you also don't resolve the problem.
问题永远燃烧。
And the problem will continue to burn on.
我们所知道的事件是不是这个样子？
So aren't the things we know of just like this?
永远没完没了。
And there's never an ending to them.
永远都认为对方没有公平正义。
And we always think the other party is not righteous.
那你说没有公平正义的人，你又有多少公平正义呢？
And so who, the one who, blames others for being injustice, how much justice do you have?
看第二个实例。
And let us take a look at the second example.
撒母耳记上二十四章。
First Samuel chapter 24.
十六节跟十七节。
First Samuel chapter 24, verse 16 and 17.
撒母耳记上二十四章十六节十七节。
First Samuel chapter 24, verse 16 and 17. So it was when David had finished speaking these words to Saul, and Saul said, "Is it your voice, my son David?" And Saul lifted up his voice and wept. 17. Then he said to David, "You are more righteous than I, for you have rewarded me with good, whereas I have rewarded you with evil."
扫罗对大卫说，你比我公义。
Saul said to David, "You are more righteous than I."
啊，这个实力又不一样了。
And this example is different.
一个对，一个不对。
And one was right, one was not right.
扫罗是不对的。
Saul was not right.
哦，大卫没有什么错啊。
And David was at no fault.
但是一国之君竟然要追杀他的部属。
But now a king of a kingdom was pursuing the death of his servant.
都没有成功。
And he never succeeded.
反而是让大卫有机会把扫罗杀掉。
Instead, he gave David the chance to kill him.
可是大卫没有出手。
But David did not take his life.
所以后来扫罗哭了。
So later Saul wept.
他说，我以恶对你，你以善待我。
And he said, I have rewarded you with evil, yet you rewarded me with good.
你比我公义。
And you are more righteous than I.
一样，扫罗承认错了。
And likewise, Saul admitted his wrong.
当他承认错的时候。
And when he admitted his wrong.
那个公平正义就彰显了。
And this righteousness and equality has manifested.
所以让我们思考一下。
So let us think about this.
同样一件事情。
One same event.
双方在争执的时候。
While two parties are in debate and argument.
为什么会争执？
So why are there debates
and arguments? 因为双方都认为他是对的。
Because both parties think they're right.
双方都认为对方是错的。
And both parties think the other party is wrong.
请问问题可以解决吗？
So let me ask you, is a problem able to be solved?
没有办法。
So it is impossible.
只有到主耶稣那里 再处理的吧。
So you can only go before Lord Jesus to get it solved.
处理不了。
And it cannot be resolved.
所以双方都很痛苦。
So both parties are in great pain.
因为双方都得不到公平正义。
Because both parties cannot receive this justice and righteousness.
双方都认为不公道。
And both parties feel it is unjust and unfair.
那神怎么交代我们呢？
But how did God and what did God instruct us?
米迦书六章八节。
In Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
我们请翻开米迦书六章第八节。
And let's turn to Micah chapter 6 verse 8. Verse 8, He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
与神同行具备三个条件。
There are three requirements, prerequisites to walking with God.
行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心。
To do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly.
公义，怜悯，谦卑。
Justice, mercy, and humility.
这种人神会跟他同在。
And God will walk and abide with these kind of people.
神会跟他同行。
And God will walk with them.
什么叫做公义？
So what is justice?
两句话。
Two words.
行为正确。
And that is you have the right conduct.
行事正当。
You have upright conduct and upright deeds.
第一个就是你自己要 你自己要你的行为要正确。
And first is you need to have the right doings.
第二个，你处理事情要正当。
And that is the way you deal with matters must be just.
你处理这件事情的依据是什么？
So what do you base your decisions upon when you deal with something?
那叫做正当性。
And so that is what we mean by doing justly.
所以行为正确，行事正当，就是公义。
And to do things and to exercise justice, and that is justice.
这种人，神会跟他同行，跟他同在。
God will abide and walk with this type of person.
所以圣经又有另外一个地方来解释什么叫做公平正义。
Another place in the Bible also defined what justice and equality is.
我们看以西结书。
Let's turn to Ezekiel.
18:21.
In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21.
以西结书十八章二十一节。
Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21. But if a wicked man turns from all his sins which he has committed, keeps all my statutes and does what is lawful and right, he shall surely live, he shall not die.
神连对恶人的呼吁就是这个内容。
And this is God's calling to the sinners.
谨守神的一切律例。
And to keep all the laws and decrees of God.
然后行正直的事。
And do what is right.
然后行合理的事。
And do what is lawful.
这叫公义。
And this is justice.
这叫做行公义。
And this is exercising or doing justice.
最后我们看一个说明。
So lastly, let us look at an explanation.
路加福音十三章。
And Gospel of Luke chapter 13.
第一节到第五节。
From verse 1 to verse 5.
路加福音十三章第一节到第五节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 1 to verse 5. Verse 1, there were present at that season some who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And Jesus answered and said to them, Do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered such things? 3. I tell you, because they suffer, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will also likewise perish. 4. For those 18 on whom the Tower of Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? 5. I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will also likewise perish.
主耶稣年代也在这里发生两件社会事件。
And so in this chapter, two social events happened.
有人去告诉耶稣说发生了什么事。
Someone told Lord Jesus what had happened.
主耶稣怎么回应?
What did Lord Jesus answer?
你们认为这些加利利人比众加利利人更有罪吗?
And do you suppose that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans?
你们以为那些死掉的人比一切住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗?
And do you suppose all those who were killed are worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem?
被陷害的
So those who were put in death
或是遇难的
Or those who suffered death
死掉了
They all died
或是被陷害了
Or they were tricked to death
违背宗教信仰
They went against their religious beliefs
你以为这些人是该死是不是
And do you think these people deserve to die
就是你们以为他们更有罪是不是
And that is to say Do you think they are worse sinners than you?
这个犹太人、有一个刻板印象。
And so Jews have this very, deep impression.
你遇到事情了。
When you encounter a problem.
他会认定你是犯罪得罪神。
And they will automatically think that it is because you have sinned against God, so you have suffered this event.
耶伯就是最典型的例子。
And so we can see Job was the most classic example.
家破人亡。
And he lost his whole family.
全身长疮。
He has sores all over.
三个朋友来了。
His three friends came.
一直指责他。
And they just repeatedly rebuked him.
你绝对有得罪神的地方。
And you must have done something against God.
本来约伯什么都不讲。
Originally, Job did not speak a word.
因为他平常生活状况很好的时候，他周济很多人。
And when he was in a very good condition, he aided and gave charity to many people.
他做了，他没有说。
And he did those things without ever mentioning them.
行善不要给人家知道嘛。
And when he did charitable work, he never let others know.
可是这个时候他被激怒了。
At this time, he was stirred to anger.
他激动。
He was very emotional.
所以他讲了。
So he spoke.
因为三个朋友一直指着他的不对。
Because his three friends continue to point out his mistakes.
你绝对犯罪。
You must have committed a mistake.
不然你不会这么倒霉。
Or else you will not be so unfortunate.
哪有一夜之间死了十个儿子？
How could you have lost 10 children within one night?
哪有一夜之间家破人亡？
And who could lose everything over one night?
哪有表现很好全身长疮？
And how could you have behaved so righteously yet now you have sore all over your body?
不可能的。
And this is impossible.
你绝对有错。
You must have done something wrong.
这个就是犹太人的刻板印象。
So this is a very stubborn impression or belief that the Jewish have.
犹太人还有另外一个刻板印象。
They have also another very stubborn belief.
你看那个马太福音十二章三十八节。
If you look at Matthew chapter 12 verse 38.
十六章第一节。
And chapter 16 verse 1.
十二章三十八节是文士和法利赛的。
So in Matthew chapter 12 verse 38 is between the Pharisees and the scribes.
请耶稣显个神迹给他看。
They ask Lord Jesus to perform a miracle for them to see.
16章第一节是法利赛人跟撒都该人。
And in chapter 16 verse 1 is between the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
要耶稣显从天上显个神迹给他看。
And they wanted Jesus to perform a miracle from the heavens.
强调神迹。
They emphasize the miracles.
哥林多前书一章二十二节。
First Corinthians chapter 1 verse 22.
就是强调这个。
And this is what is emphasized.
你跟犹太人讲道理。
When you speak the truth to the Jews.
哎，他就是跟你讲神迹。
They talk about signs with you.
哎，神迹做证明。
And they need a signs as a proof, as a testimony.
主耶稣都说我是从天上来的。
Lord Jesus already said he came from the heaven.
主耶稣说我是神的儿子。
Lord Jesus said I am the son of God.
甚至主耶稣说我就是神。
And Lord Jesus even said he is God.
犹太人可以接受这种讲法吗？
And could the Jews accept this kind of thing, talks?
听不下去。
And they could not accept it.
这种人像耶稣这种话要送公会。
And they regarded someone who spoke these kind of words to be judged by the Sanhedrin.
公会是犹太人的宗教法庭。
And Sanhedrin was a religious court of the Jews.
他已经违法了。
And because Jesus has already broken the law.
主耶稣这样讲已经违法了。
And by Jesus speaking such words, he had broken their laws.
因为他们不认为耶稣是神啊。
They did not regard Lord Jesus as God.
所以如果你耶稣要证明你是神。
And Lord Jesus, you want to prove that you are God?
弄个神迹来看看吧。
Then show us a sign, a miracle.
哎，主耶稣没有行神迹吗？
But did Lord Jesus not perform any miracles and signs?
一定要先你说了我做吗？
And must I do it when you ask me to do it?
我凭什么让你指挥我呢？
And why do I need you to tell me what to do?
所以主耶稣当然不理他们了。
So Lord Jesus did not care for them.
好，这个就是犹太人的刻板印象。
So this is one of the very stubborn belief of the Jews.
所以这些人为什么要来告诉耶稣说发生两件事情哦？
So why did these people come to tell Jesus that two things had happened?
有些人被陷害哦。
Some people were tricked.
有些人很倒霉被压死了哦。
And some were unfortunate. They died.
主耶稣说啊，那十八个被压死的是比住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪，是不是？
So Jesus asked him, are those 18 who died more sinful than those living in Jerusalem?
因为他们有罪，所以被压死了。
Was it because they had sins that they died?
言下之意，你们没有被压死的，没有罪。
So another question is, those who are not dead, does it mean you are without sins?
你们都一样。
But you are all the same.
五十步笑百步。
And so you are no different.
差不多而已啊。
And you're just about the same.
所以主耶稣讲那一句话，你们若不悔改，都要如此灭亡。
So Jesus said to them, if you do not repent, then you will all perish.
我们强调自己很公义。
We emphasize our self-righteousness.
我们强调自己比较有义。
We emphasize that we are more righteous.
这些人是这样强调啊。
And this is what these people emphasized.
我表现比较好啊。
That I have done better.
主耶稣说有吗？
But Jesus asked, have you?
若不悔改。
Unless you repent.
一样嘛，犹大要悔改啊。扫罗要悔改啊。
So likewise, Saul or Judah all needed to repent.
一悔改就呈现出公义出来的。
So once they repented, righteousness is revealed.
因为错就是错。
Because what is wrong is wrong.
所以我们今天要追求公义。
Today we need to pursue righteousness.
要求自己。
We need to discipline ourselves.
唱诗。
Sing hymn together.
434首。
434.